Why didn't you do such and such in that way? No matter how the job was done, Anas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet was accepting of it and happy that he was able, that he did it. And now you think, if you think your clothes need to be ironed a certain way, right, or your food needs to be prepared a certain way, or your house needs to be put together in a certain way, then what about the Prophet? He's the Prophet. He's been sent to do this work for 23 years. He has a limited period of time. He has a huge task before him. If somebody deserved to complain about how tasks were done, it would have been the Prophet. His job was much more important than ours. The whole future of humanity depended on his back. When he assigned a task, he assigned it with purpose. And he assigned it with sultan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, he never complained. He never complained about the food that was put before him. He never complained the way that Anas radiallahu anhu fulfilled the task that he assigned him. This was just not part of the sunnah. Complaining is not part of the sunnah. And being thankful is totally part of the sunnah. The Prophet was so thankful to the companions. He spent time with them. He focused his energy on them. He gave them the attention that drew in that barakah. And actually, that's the secret. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself states in his glorious book, right? وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you're thankful, then I'll increase you. Meaning if a husband learns to thank his wife and a wife learns to thank her husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the barakah in that marriage. That's where the barakah comes from. Being appreciative, being thankful. Then Allah will increase it. And what will He do? He'll increase the marriage. What does that mean? The result of the marriage will increase. And so what is that? Sakina. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that He created wives لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you can take sukoon from them. He created spouses so you can take sukoon from them. So actually the barakah of the marriage comes from being thankful. And then when you thank, that brings sukoon into the marriage, and then that's the dunya. That's where we find coolness of our eyes. Right? That's the dua. Oh Allah, make my children, right, the coolness of my eyes, and my wife, and our spouses, the coolness of our eyes. That's where we're supposed to find coolness. That's not where we're supposed to find heat. That everything else is fine and the arguments start when you walk in the door. So it's very important that thankfulness be essential, an essential part of our daily routine, especially in our relationship with our spouses. Now, once you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thanking him down, and you have thanking the Prophet down, and you have thanking your parents down, and you have thanking your spouses down, then the next thing is to recognize that you have to thank in every direction. And actually it all comes under the summary of this. Because what does Shaitan say? That he's going to come from ahead of us, right? And behind us, and from the right of us, and from the left of us. And so actually the way to actually detract Shaitan from all of those directions is to look in every direction and to think in that direction. Behind, the way you think is to look at the past in your life and be thankful. Now how many people are there behind you? You know, behind, literally what I mean by behind is the time behind you. So many people allowed you to get to the point where you are. There are so many people that allowed you to get to the point where you are, it's essential that you go and thank each of them. All that's going to do is, it's going to, number one, alleviate you on the Day of Judgment from having any responsibility towards them. And number two, it's going to bring barakah into your relationship with people. And then, you need to thank the people on all sides of you. Let's just take an example. So we're, number one, just look at the people sitting around you. When a group of people get together, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends extreme barakah upon that group. When a group of people come together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sends a special barakah upon that group, and forgiveness is bestowed upon all of them. From hadith, the angels take the dhikr of a group of people remembering Allah, they carry it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that He forgave every person in the gathering, including the person who didn't intend to sit, but they just came and sat anyway. Now, that's something that deserves to be thankful for. One, to thank Allah that He created that opportunity. And two, to look at the people. If we didn't have each other here, we wouldn't be able to create that environment for those angels to come. If I was sitting by myself and doing dhikr, I would not have that opportunity to purify myself the way I do when a group of people come together. So, I have to be thankful to each and every person here. And we all have to be thankful to each other that we brought one another here so that we created this excellent opportunity to be forgiven by Allah.